Good evening. My name is Jake Maxwell. I serve as a pastor here at Second Baptist Church. For those of you who are in town, those of you who are visiting, we are so honored to be with you. A Merry Christmas to you. During the month of December this year, during Advent, we're having a real spiritual contemplative time up here in the front row, in case you hadn't noticed. During the month of Advent, during this season, we've been anticipating the arrival of Christ, and we've done so this month through the immortal genius of Frank Sinatra. Hope. We were reminded that the best is yet to come. Amen. Peace. We were reminded that the peace possible in this world is when we move beyond my way. Joy, that God delights, that God takes pleasure in sharing in the good, and we share in that together. And it makes me feel so young. And love. Love, what are you doing the rest of your life? You may have no idea. But there is love that we get to share this journey together. Now you may be asking, why did I need to come all month if you were just going to sum it all up on Christmas Eve? I wonder that same thing. But tonight is different. You see, we've been anticipating. We've been waiting, we've been preparing, and we hear the words of the prophet and the words of the gospel that says, though the people are in darkness, they have seen a great light. And the angels come among the shepherds and the magi and even the animals and say, glory to God in the highest, a Savior is born. And not just a Savior. At this point in time, it is a revolutionary idea that is proclaimed from this manger in Bethlehem, that this Savior is bigger than what God is doing in Israel, that this Savior is bigger than what might come out of just out of Egypt. This Savior is bigger than just the country of Babylon. Believe it or not, the Savior is bigger than just Lubbock or even Texas. The Savior of the world is even bigger than New York. Start spreading the news. Start spreading the news, my friends. I'm leaving tonight. I am. I'll be back. We're just going to see Outlaws and In-Laws for a few days. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it, I think, is the gospel story for us tonight. I know this isn't popular here, but it's my life. It's the only way I know how to tell it. We spent half of our time growing up here in Texas. Thanks be to God. Amen. And half of our time growing up, we spent in California. And so my stepdad tried to coerce us and propaganda, fill our lives with the materials of the USC Trojans and the LA Dodgers. And so we spent a good amount of time baptizing ourselves at those wells. We would go to these Dodger games together, and it was always quite strange to be at a Dodger game that is sold out and the stadium is empty. It's like maybe the third inning, people start to show up, and then if it's not exceedingly entertaining at the seventh inning stretch, everyone leaves. You see, now I feel that LA is not a good sports town. Lubbock is a great sports town. Amen. It's a great sports town, but Los Angeles, there's all this other stuff going on. There's mountains and surf, and there's weather, and there's traffic, all the things we don't have here. The sports have too much to compete with. So I grew up with the narrative that in 1988, the Dodgers won the World Series. Maybe you remember this if it's news to you. Yes, in fact, it did happen. And you may well know one of the most historic moments in all of baseball is Game 1 at Dodger Stadium there in Los Angeles. It's the bottom of the ninth. There are two outs. The Dodgers are down by one. There's a runner on first who steals a go to second. Full count. And Kirk Gibson, who was injured, was called up from the bench to pinch hit and hits a home run over the right field fence. And as you well know, he's got the worst like fist pump imaginable. He's running around the bases, and the Dodgers go on in 1988 to win the World Series. 2016, Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers since 1950, retired, and my stepdad was geeking out about all of this, and he said, Jake, you gotta go back. You gotta go back and watch game one. You gotta go back and don't even bother yourself with the baseball, but listen to Vin Scully, his voice. He is a poet. You've gotta check this out. And so I did. And there are two things that I noticed from that baseball game that I'd like to share with you. First, when Kirk Gibson hits the ball over the right field fence, wins the game, they go on to take the series. Scully says, in a year of improbability, the impossible has happened. In a year of improbability, the impossible has happened. Though the people were in darkness, a great light, the light of the world, has arrived. In all improbabilities, the impossible has happened. God in complete love has taken on flesh. What has your year been like? We gather this evening in the presence of impossibility made real. The second thing I noticed, and the last thing, you're welcome. The second thing I noticed is as the ball was going over the right field fence, trajectory into history, and Scully says, it's a high fly ball and she's gone. What I noticed was in the parking lot, as the camera began to pan to the crowd now erupting, I noticed the parking lot out in right field in the cheap parking where we used to park. And I noticed that as the ball went over the fence, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and the lights in the parking lot illumine all of Los Angeles with red brake lights. You see, people had left the game. They had other more important things to do. And they tune in their radio to hear the game, and they're in the parking lot, and they hear the call, and they pump their brakes. Start spreading the news. I want to be a part of it. Maybe you've been given very good reason to leave. You were bored by the game. For whatever reason, you find yourself in the parking lot. Receive the invitation this evening to pump the brakes, to be a part of it. And I'm not sure what you are to pump the brakes on, but I'm sure it's important. Maybe it's a relationship, and you're not sure, should I give this thing a shot? Pump the brakes. Maybe it's your faith. Maybe it's your family. I don't know. Maybe you pump the brakes in the craziest time of year to be still and to know that in a world of improbability, in a world of impossibility, Christ has taken on flesh, and this has become a reality in power, my friends. You, like me, might imagine a dark parking lot, a dark world, a dark home, and maybe this evening you'll pump the brakes, you'll start spreading the news, and you'll be a part of the light of the world that has come to you and to me and to all.